With more than 1 billion cars in the world, Relay Rides helps owners put their idle cars to work. Anas Kasawat made more than $1,000 this month.
I've always thought about why couldn't I rent my own car? And it was difficult to find the right insurance and stuff, and nobody would do it. So Relay Rides was the perfect choice at the end.
Security and safety are big concerns in the sharing economy. The international ride-sharing service Uber was recently criticized for not responding to customers' concerns regarding accidents and theft. But Relay Rides' million-dollar policy helps build consumer confidence behind the wheel. Its unique inventory of electric, luxury, and stick-shift models makes it fierce competition for traditional rental companies. The software-driven service is 35% less expensive than traditional rental companies in major metropolitan areas. But economics are only part of the reason people are using technology to share, says CEO Andre Haddad.
I think a lot of people are sensitive to their footprint, societal footprint, their environmental footprint. And when you think about all the cars that are out there that could be better utilized and will have less need for more cars, that's also a big motivation for a lot of our users in listing out their car on Relay Rides.
Darren Swanson rents out his bikes on Spinlister. For him, it's all about connections and community.
I just like the idea of sharing my things. I have 3 or 4 bikes, and I don't use them all at the same time. So I thought it was a good way to meet some people and share what I have.
For Spinlister's Andrew Beatty, the sharing economy means connecting like-minded people with a shared passion.
And I really see that everywhere. We're in 66 countries now. I could go to Bangladesh and feel the same way meeting someone who loves biking as much as I do.
And when Swanson's bike was not returned on time, he was pleased with Spinlister's reaction.
They were so good about it. They gave me a credit, and they were very helpful, like immediate responses. Part of that may be the size. They're still pretty small, I believe, and that you get a lot more personal attention with that.
An independent survey commissioned by Spinlister says only 4% of Americans use even the most popular sharing services.
When you think about 4% market penetration, that's not a critical mass at all. I think at the end of the day, the companies that will be here in 10 years in the sharing economy space are going to be the companies that focus on customer service and making sure that everyone on both sides is as happy as possible.
For now, bikers and drivers in New York can enjoy the ease and affordability of sharing. As the industry grows, though, its technology and services are likely to be challenged. Daniela Schreier, VOA News, New York.